This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
News review from BBC Learning English.
Hello and welcome to News Review, the programme where we show you how to use the language from the latest news stories in your everyday English. I'm Dan, and joining me today is Catherine. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Dan.
So what's the story?
Today's story, Dan, is about sport and drugs.
Sport and drugs. That's an interesting combination. OK, let's hear more from this BBC World Service bulletin.
Anti-doping officials are investigating allegations against two men linked to the world champion sprinter Justin Gatlin. According to the Daily Telegraph newspaper in Britain, the athlete's agent, Robert Wagner, offered to supply performance-enhancing drugs to undercover reporters. Gatlin's coach, Dennis Mitchell, allegedly said doping was possible because the drugs used could not be detected. Both men deny the accusations.
So, Justin Gatlin, the world sprint champion. Now, his coach and his agent have been accused of attempting to supply drugs. Now, this is potentially a very serious offence. If it turns out to be true, there will be a knock-on effect for a lot of people around Justin Gatlin, including Justin Gatlin himself. This was discovered by a British newspaper, and the two men involved are currently denying these allegations. But nevertheless, it's a really big story in sport at the moment.
OK. You've been looking at the headlines and have found three words and expressions that we can use to talk about this story. What have you found?
OK, so today we have three words: embroiled, exposé and bombshell.
Embroiled, exposé and bombshell. OK, can we have your first headline, please, Catherine?
Yes, we can. Let's go to the Telegraph. The headline is Exclusive Investigation, World 100-metre Champion Justin Gatlin Embroiled in New Doping Scandal.
Embroiled, deeply involved in a difficult situation.
Yes, now this word comes from the verb broil, which means to boil in water. We often use it in cooking. Now, if you're being cooked in water, Dan,
it's not a pleasant experience.
It's not nice. And it's the idea of this really horrible, difficult, dangerous situation. If you're embroiled in something, and we often use it in a passive sense, to be embroiled in something, you're in a very difficult situation. It's going to cause a lot of problems and it's difficult to get out of it because you are deeply involved.
I see. So what kind of things might we connect embroiled to?
Yeah, you can be embroiled in lots of things. In this case, Justin Gatlin is embroiled in a scandal, according to this report. You can be embroiled in a dispute, you can be embroiled in an argument, you can be embroiled in a legal situation.
So I see.
So complicated and dangerous, difficult situations.
So with the ongoing, you know, coffee stealing situation.
The coffee saga.
And I mean, kind of, can I say I'm embroiled in an argument with Neil over the coffee stealing situation?
You can. It sounds slightly sort of formal and very dramatic. Other words that you could use instead of embroiled, you could use a synonym like entangled or involved.
Okay. Well, before we become too embroiled in our first headline, let's move on to our second.
Okay, so let's look at Standard Media. This headline says, Justin Gatlin to be investigated for doping after media expose.
Expose, public report exposing the facts of a situation.
Yes. Now, this word is a loan word. It comes directly from the French language. The English has borrowed it from French. I don't know when we're going to give it back. but that affects the pronunciation. So it is expose, and you will often see it written with an accent on the final E. The word expose means to show something, and an expose is a noun which means something has been shown or revealed. Often it's something that people didn't want to be exposed or revealed, and that's why it ends up in newspaper exposés, television exposés.
I see. So something which is shocking or surprising.
Yes.
The media shows.
Absolutely, yes.
So
yes.
Could I, to go back to the coffee stealing
thing,
if I happened to have the alleged coffee stealing thing, but if I had some photos of the said thief stealing my coffee. Can I send them out for an expose?
Well, I don't know if the Daily Telegraph would be interested.
It's very important.
But you could send it to your colleagues as a mini expose.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's more of a media type thing.
Kind of, yes. You could use it in jokingly in your sense.
Okay. Well, now that we've done an expose of our second headline, let's move on to our third.
OK, so going to Eurosport. The headline is, new doping storm erupts around Justin Gatlin following bombshell report.
Bombshell. Sudden and unpleasant piece of news.
OK, yes, so bombshell, you can use it as a noun or as an adjective, as it is in this case, bombshell report. Comes from the... It's a war... weaponry idiom. A bomb causes explosions. The shell is the case that the bomb is in. So a bombshell causes a lot of damage. It's sudden, it's devastating, it changes everything. It's always negative. So something sudden, unexpected and causing a lot of damage is a bombshell.
Now, isn't there an expression to drop a bombshell?
Yes, yes. If you drop a bombshell, it means that you suddenly give this shocking and unexpected news.
Okay. So if I were to announce that, imagine I wasn't married and I announced to everybody that I was getting married. Does that count as dropping a bombshell?
It depends on who you're marrying and whether...
Okay, true.
Whether we knew that you were in a relationship. So if it comes out of the blue, nobody knew, and it's really in your bride-to-be lives in the other side of the world, mm, and you're going to leave everything and change everything, that would be a bombshell. If you're going to marry someone that we were expecting you to marry anyway, not so much.
So before we recap our vocabulary, let's go to our Facebook challenge. Earlier on Facebook, we posted allegations of drug taking connected to world record holder Justin Gatlin have been made by disguised reporters from the British newspaper The Daily Telegraph. Which of these word combinations forms a word which means disguised? Is it A, overcover, B, undercover, C, under wraps, or D, overhidden? How did they do, Catherine?
Just about everybody got it right this week, Dan. So well done to everybody who did say answer B, including Daliso Mwale, Valerie Meramans, Hai Kwon Choi and Mohammed A. Abu Hadida, who said, I'm going to go for B, undercover, because it means work that involves secretly obtaining information for the police or the government, and in this case, for the newspaper. Well done, everyone.
Wow, what a good answer. Okay, could you please recap the vocabulary for us?
Yes, we had embroiled, deeply involved in a difficult situation. Exposé, public report exposing the facts of a situation. Bombshell, a sudden and unpleasant piece of news.
Thank you. Now, if you'd like to test yourself on today's vocabulary, there is a quiz that you can take. It's on our website, bbclearningenglish.com, where you'll also find lots of materials and videos. I'm so excited! Videos to help you improve your English. Thank you very much for joining us and goodbye.
Bye.
News review from BBC Learning English.
That was BBC Learning English.